Okay, you should be over there in the NBA calling.
Oh, wouldn't
that
that
was some of the best.
That wouldn't be good. Look, and I'm not. I'm too modest to say that the crowds dropped away as soon as I stopped calling the basketball
tell
in this
what,
country.
You called it well.
Thank you for that,
Laurie.
Describe
that sensationally.
Game number six. One of our experts, Dick Fain, he's tipping the Golden State Warriors to win game six, but the Raptors to win the overall title in game number seven. Let's find out, because we're only 2 hours 20 away from the tip-off for game number six, Golden State at home. $1.65 at tap.com.au up against the Toronto Raptors, $2.25. G'day, Duncan.
G'day, TT. G'day, Loz. How are you going, guys? Really excited about this game. Cracking day here in California. About to head out to Oakland Oracle Arena. The last ever game at Oracle Arena, guys, in history. The loudest arena in the NBA, the oldest arena in the NBA. 47 years of history comes to an end today. And can the Warriors go out with a bang? As you mentioned, they're the slight favourites. But I tell you what, guys, the Raptors, in each of the three games they've played at Oracle Arena this season, the Raptors have walked away the winners. So,
and the same with the other home sides. It's been an away series final, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite strange, hasn't it, TK? I mean, especially considering when both teams are tough against adversity, they've generally shone through. This Warriors team, though, I tell you what, guys, if they can pull this off and win this in seven games and get it back to Toronto and win on Sunday in Canada, this will be one of the great performances in NBA history. And doing it without Kevin Durant, obviously doing it without Klay Thompson in game three as well.
How battered and bruised are they, Duncan?
Oh, well, I mean, Kevon Looney's came back into the team with a shoulder injury, and then looks like he's unlikely to play again today. So they're without Looney, they're without Kevin Durant, of course, who ruptured that Achilles tendon. Some of the most horrific scenes you'll see on a bus on the court. And, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, they've battered their bruise. All right, who knows? Klay Thompson always plays injured, so who knows if he's 100%. But I thought if Flash Brothers and Steph Curry and Thompson can get their shooting together tonight, and they might be forcing it to fight in Game 7 in Canada on Monday morning Australian time.
Well, they've got all the motivation, haven't they, I guess, Golden State? I mean, Toronto can wrap up the title. That's good motivation. But the final of the game at Oracle Arena, and then plus some, there's a bit of a rally cry out there about do it for Kevin. Do it for Kevin Durant, who, of course, that's been a successful operation on his Achilles, by the way.
Yeah, successful operation for how much it can be, I guess, TK. I mean, you're going to be out between 9 to 12 months. That's the general timeline for a ruptured Achilles tendon, especially, you know, in the fast-paced action of playing NBA basketball, the rigors of playing an 82-game regular season. It was just a horrible, horrible scene in terms of the look of NBA and the look of world sport. And this guy is an absolutely phenomenal athlete. He's, you know, upwards of 7 feet tall. He's languid. He's one of the best shooters in NBA history. One of the best athletes in NBA history. And to see him come back for that game five, there's a lot of talk about whether he was ready. And there was a lot of talk about whether, you know, the Warriors fitness staff, there was pressure put on them by the front office of the Golden State Warriors, especially the general manager of basketball operations in Bob Myers, perhaps the coach Steve Kerr, to get Durant back for that all-important game five with the Warriors trailing 3-1. But one thing for sure, we won't be seeing Kevin Durant for a very, very long time on the basketball court. And as you mentioned, Klay Thompson was very vocal, basically saying this Warriors team has now got extra motivation to win this series. Like I said at the top, I tell you what, if the Warriors can pull this off, this will be one of the great achievements.
Has he played his last game for the Warriors, though, Kevin Durant?
Well, it's hard to ascertain, isn't it, Laurie? I mean, obviously, this has really thrown that whole free-agency specter into question, hasn't it? I mean, it's not really going to diminish his trade value too much. I mean, we know what you're going to be getting with Kevin Durant. But I tell you what, when you do your Achilles, some players never return the same. Look at Kobe Bryant. I mean, he did his Achilles and he turned it into 34-year-old, was never really quite the same. You look at someone like Rudy Gobert, though, who actually did his Achilles and came back perhaps a better player as a defensive player. Okay. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible injury. Steph Curry, obviously he'll be stroking the ball tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the Warriors scored 23-pointers in Game 5, which is a record for an NBA Finals away game or away team. So I'll tell you what, if Steph Curry and Klay Thompson can really shoot well, and I think they shot something like 12-27 from behind the arc last game, if they can get that 3-point shooting down and shoot upwards of 40%, there are a very, very good chance of winning this game. But once again, it comes down to the shoulders of Kawhi Leonard. If he can put some pressure on those guys on the defensive end and then get it done on the offensive end, with the likes of Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam and Serge Ibaka chipping in as well, then I'll tell you what, I mean, this Raptors team, who have played so well in that raucous atmosphere at Oracle Arena, they haven't really been dismayed by the crowd noise and all the hype there at Oracle. I don't know. I've just got a cheeky feeling about the Raptors here tonight. They might be able to close this out in six games.
All right. Well, we need a tip then, mate. Golden State at home, $1.67 favourites. Toronto, I think they're good value at $2.20.
Yeah.
You're jumping on board now, are you? You were bagging them before.
When was I bagging them?
Sorry, Duncan.
Sorry, mate.
A little bit of a spat.
That's okay.
We're having a bit of a lover's tiff this morning.
More than usual. I'm going to say the Raptors by under 5 points in a very close, tight-knit game.
So the Raptors to win?
Yep. The Raptors to wrap
and,
up the
and wrap up the series.
Bring it all the way to Canada for their first victory parade.
Jeez, I tell you what, they'll be going off in Toronto.
I'll tell you where they were going off for the first time in 50 years. The St. Louis Blues. The Stanley Cup was decided in the last 24 hours as well, Duncan.
Did they beat Boston?
They were incredible scenes, weren't they? Especially that home arena when you had fans kissing and hugging each other, strangers kissing and hugging each other. It was quite remarkable. You even had their baseball stadium that was completely filled with Blues fans. And isn't that fantastic to see? Is there a much better sight in sport than seeing a team or a town or a city break a drought like that? We saw it with the Philadelphia Eagles. Winning their first Super Bowl in 52 years, a couple of years ago. And the scenes that were in Philadelphia with basically 3 to 4 million people on the streets there of Philadelphia. And then obviously with Lewis there, just, yeah, fantastic scenes. And especially to beat Boston, a city that's been completely spoiled for victory parades over the last 12 to 13 years. I think everyone around the country was supporting the Blues today, Stephen. It's good to see them walk away to Stanley Cup.
You're a good man. Enjoy the match, mate. We're jealous. It should be an absolute belter. It'll be a barn burner over there.
Well, who knows? They might burn the place down. It's the last game here at Oracle, guys. And I know that Oakland fans generally like to take a seat or take a little bit of merchandise from the arena. So hopefully there is something left of Oracle Arena by the end of this game.
It'll be Cumberland Oval all over again. Good on you. Well done, Duncan.
See you, guys.